curbside and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, November 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have to confess right up front, I have not been to bed yet. I haven't gone to bed from last night, stayed up and produced the video for Vicky's campaign, getting news from across the state. We're going to have Mike Farage on in the second hour. He's going to update us about the Republicans taking back the House in Lansing. But I'd like to start off today's show with Bible scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Donald Trump pulled off the biggest political comeback, I believe, in our country's history. For all the things that this man has been put through, bled, shot, 2 assassination attempts survivor, 2 impeachments, facing all kinds of criminal charges, yet still pending, and to bring together this country in a way that has never been seen before. Final numbers still coming in. Very well may end up winning the national popular vote. We have to wait and see. Some final states still need to be reported in, finally. They called it last night when Wisconsin beat us to the punch and put him over the top at 277. I believe he's going to be north of 300 when the whole thing is said and done. Very easily getting more than the 270 required to be president of the United States. Maintaining the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives and taking the Republican majority in the United States Senate. Speaking at 2:30 this morning until about 3 o'clock, stating that his main goal is to unite the country. to get rid of all this divisiveness, dividing us, and unite us like never before. I believe, and he said it, that he survived that assassination attempt because God has a plan for him in this country. And I think the people of America responded to that calling, fulfilled his ability to have that calling and to fix this country once and for all. Why? 4 years of Donald Trump, followed by 8 years of J.D. Vance, maintaining Trump's Make America Great Again, America First policies, we will be done with the one world globalists, the UN. We will be done with the World Health Organization. We will be done with all of it. This country is coming to God. Under Donald Trump, rebirth, after surviving that assassination attempt, J.D. Vance with his Christian values, and the Republican Party finally understanding this movement. The Republican Party has changed forever, folks. And it happened last night, or I should say early this morning. Scheduled segment with Dr. Jeff in the house. We'll be right back.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
There you go, Jeff. Dr. Jeff in the house, and he asked for Ding Dong, the witch's dad from The Wizard of Oz, and I hopefully was able to play that loud and clear for everybody. And yes, the evil witch is dead, and I've been texting out a cute little meme somebody sent to me this morning. You know how Donald Trump was in the orange safety vest got into the garbage truck?
Yes.
Well, they have a meme of the Donald with his gold hair and his big, you know, poofy hairstyle. And he's in a suit with a orange safety vest, and he's taking out a trash bin with Biden and Harris in it, a little cartoon meme. And if you guys would like that, just text me. Let's see. Let's just do Trump. Just do Trump garbage or TG. Trump garbage is TG. Text me TG, and I'll send you the meme. But, yeah, I haven't gone to bed yet, Jeff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I made it to midnight.
No, Wisconsin was called by Fox News as the very first one. Kind of an interesting way they did their information this year. They had a mathematician, kind of a Pat Kobach kind of rocket scientist guy.
Yeah.
And what he did is he did statistical analysis based on which counties were reporting in and how many counties were left to report what percentage of the numbers. For example, here in Michigan, the Wayne County, Detroit, they're always the last to report. Well, actually, Antrim County is going to be the last to report this year because Cheryl Guy lost to Vicky last night, and she was crying, and they quit counting at midnight, and she went home. So Antrim County might be last fighting with Wayne County, Detroit. But here's the thing. When they called Wisconsin, they looked at Madison, which is the big, you know, college lib town there in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and a couple other major cities. And based on the percentage of count of vote that was left to be counted in those very left-leaning, there weren't enough votes that could have been counted to flip it. And that's why they called Wisconsin.
Yep.
And he got the teleprompter out at 2:30. He spoke for about a half hour. Very, very passionate speech, wanting to unite the country, get rid of the divisiveness, enough of this dividing us. We are uniting like we've never been united before. I just hope and pray that he's able to implement it and get it done. But great speech. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, find it on YouTube. You have to watch that acceptance speech last night. And it was really interesting. Kamala Harris had this packed house at, I forget which university was at. But anyway, she had a packed house of all of her supporters. They were there all night long, partying and listening to music and everything. And this guy just walks out and says, sorry, folks, but Kamala Harris says we're going to keep counting the votes. She's not going to come out and address you tonight. She'll address you tomorrow. So go home, have a good night, and thanks for coming. And it was like, what?
Yep.
I mean, so what is she going to do now? She's going to have a press conference with, you know, thousands of supporters knowing she lost. I mean, her campaign was so screwed up. Even her concession speech was screwed up. And it was a great night for America. That's all I can say. What's your thoughts? What's your takes, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's what I saw, too. Like I said, I made it to about midnight, and then, you know, I got to get up and do surgery in the morning here.
Sure.
And but yeah, it just, I think when I went to bed, it was, he had 232 votes, and she had like 180 or something like that. She just blew 200, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go to bed. But yeah, I mean, I was really happy to see that.
When did you find out this morning?
This morning, my wife told me when she woke me up, so.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah. And, but he also took more telling Lee, he also took the popular vote too. So that kind of completely just put a big old hole in their old argument about why, you know, about the Electoral College.
National popular vote interstate compact just died last night.
Yep.
Because if they want to do it, Donald Trump proved that he can win the popular vote. Yep. And the numbers that got increased in New York State and California was amazing, and in other states as well. But yeah, they're still waiting for a few states to be called. I'm waiting for the updates. Mike Farage is coming on at 10 to 10:30. He's going to be giving us the fact that Michigan House state representatives was taken back by the Republicans. Good. I believe my prediction of 58-52 may have come true. We're waiting to hear confirmation on a couple of races, but we'll get that too. So good. Gretchen Whitmer's days are over as far as ramming things through the last 2 years of her governorship. She just became a lame duck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's, which is good too, because you can't just do that. And that's what they were doing, is they were just ramming legislation through, not even following their own rules about having discussions or anything.
Committee discussions, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And amendments by the Republicans were allowed. Slam bam, thank you, man. Go sit in the corner and suck your thumb.
Yep. Yep.
So those days are over.
Yep. Hopefully we can get some of this stuff undone now.
Well, so that's not going to happen until 26 when we elect a Republican governor and take back the majority in the state Senate. But this time, I'm predicting and I'm praying to God that the Republicans have learned what you do when you have the power.
Yep.
Okay. They had it with Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly for 8 years. They had the House, the Senate, starting with the Tea Party thing that started in 2010 through 2018, and they tried to be bipartisan with the Democrats. You don't do that. You want to fix the state of Michigan? You get rid of all the things they just passed. We get rid of this stupid Clean Energy Act of 2040, the electric vehicle mandates, the battery plants. We get rid of all this crap. We get rid of the state income tax. We get rid of MDOT. We let road commissions fix the dang roads in our individual counties. I got a whole list for Kevin Rinke or Perry Johnson, whoever's going to be the next Republican candidate. Oh, yeah. Kevin's already reached out to me, and he wants my endorsement early. And I said, yeah, we got some talking to do, brother, before that's going to happen.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And you're going to be part of it because I want your input for the vets, the agricultural industry. I've got Tristan Cole talking about the farming industry, insurance industry. I've got a whole Ian Murphy for the restaurant industry. I mean, he's got a whole lots of my sponsors to talk to before we come out and endorse him. So,
go ahead. Say, he was talking with the ag. Just saw an article come through one of my Facebook agricultural sites that there is a farmer has been fighting for 20 or 30 years about a wet spot in one of his fields, and it's an artificial wet spot. It's wet because the you ever seen these big pivot irrigators, you know?
Sure.
And well, where the pivot came up, it leaked. All right, whatever. So now it's wet, but now it's like cattails growing there. So now the EPA is like, oh, that's a wetland.
No, it's
you
not.
You can't do it. Well, no, that's what they're doing.
That is not a naturally occurring wetland. That is a man-made created wetland, and that machine in its pivoting process dug a hole, basically, and allowed the rainwater to collect there because of the porosity of the soil. Those cattails are man-made. That's a load of crap.
Yeah, well, yeah, but when you go, unfortunately, the court got rid of the Chevron deference. So now, because before then, you know, it's how you going to fight them. And
I'll tell you how you fight them. You fill the dang thing in and you till up the whole dang field and make it flat as a pancake and then say, oh, I'm sorry, where's the indicated species now?
Yeah, but then what they do is they'll go ahead and pull your USDA loans and any kind of USDA self.
Oh, so, that's what they do to the farmers?
Yeah, that's what they do to the farmers.
Oh,
and
see how corrupt our government is? I hate
our
government.
And then why does the EPA need SWAT teams?
Yeah. And AR-15s and everything else that they come in. And the other thing that I still do not understand is I was in Wetland Solutions mitigation business in another life. The farmer can very easily, in the same underground water aquifer on his farm somewhere else, like where a willow tree is, where, you know, with the shade tree, because that's where they can't till that because of the naturally occurring wetlands where the willow trees are.
Yeah.
All he's got to do, Jeff, is expand, dig down around those willow trees and create 3 extra acres to 1 acre of filled in wetland and mitigate it right on his own farm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's solutions to those problems, but man, you're getting me back into the 1980s, brother, and I don't want to talk about that stuff. what's going on if you have any pending information? Because one thing I got from another vet downstate was there was something on the horizon, and I'm not really sure what the heck he's talking about. Something about some new vaccines or something that's coming. Have you heard about this for dogs? there's a new vaccine that they're supposedly going to be mandating you vets to have to administer to all of your canine patients. Have you heard anything about this yet?
I haven't heard anything about this one. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, other than rabies, which a good vaccine to do.
Yeah, he was talking about some kind. It had to do with the breathing, esophagus. It had something to do with respiratory treatments of some type of virus that's going around down. I forget. Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, something that happened from the result of that hurricane. And I'm like, dude, I don't have to run this by Dr. Jeff. So you haven't heard about that yet.
I haven't heard about that. But what does happen, and we can actually roll this one back right to Katrina. Okay. So what's happening is it's spread of disease. So what happened was during Katrina, everybody, they took all these people, and then they went and they came in and they grabbed all these dogs out of Katrina and then moved them to, you know, other states. Well, the problem was in that area in Louisiana, they had a drug resistant heartworm strain in there. It was called the MP strain. It was called the MP strain because it was discovered in a shelter dog, which the dog's name was Miss Piggy. So that's why they call it the MP strain. But that all of a sudden, which was a localized thing, all of a sudden now, blammo, it is across the board. Now, fortunately, we've modified our – it was resistant to some of the older drugs for prevention. We've modified that now, and the newer drugs, you know, work on this strain. But that's what happens. And so you have these hurricanes and things that come through, and then people are moving out. And not only are you moving people, moving animals, you can also be moving diseases too, and things that you don't even think you're doing.
Right.
Down in Kentucky and like that, there is canine flu. We don't get a lot of it up here in the UP, fortunately, but you get down south, especially like around Florida. So that might be. So what I would only think of, so just kind of working my way through it mentally, a canine flu shot. So because there's a lot of canine flu in the area, now you're going to get a bunch of dogs that are going to be housed together, you know, in shelters or whatever, which is a good spot to spread the flu. I mean, just is what it is. I don't know about mandating it, but it wouldn't be a bad idea in those situations to, and there is a vaccine for it. And, you know, to vaccinate for it. But as far as the government getting into mandating it, the only time the CDC or that can really get into an actual mandate is if it has a direct effect on human health or protection of human health, a la rabies. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Another text coming in for you. Wanted to know... let's see. I'm not under. Oh, okay. I get it now. I got it. Said, if they do mandate, does that come down through the FDA? Who actually is the governmental agency you have to deal with?
It would be through probably USDA or the CDC. Because actually, for vaccines, FDA regulates. Human vaccines. USDA actually regulates animal vaccines.
Because that's considered agriculture for other than a human person.
Yep. So because they regulate, now FDA does regulate animal drugs, but as far as like the biologicals or the vaccines, that's usually run through the USDA. So the USDA would put out like, hey, you're going to have to start vaccinating all these things. Right. But then again, it's, you know, you ain't paying me to be your, like during Corona, you ain't paying me to be your mask police. I'm not stopping. They wanted me to stop people, not let them in the building, the mask and all that. And I'm like, oh, you paying me?
Right.
Unless you're paying me, I ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it.